the boycott Israeli apartheid campaign in Calgary, and she's going to say a few words, make an announcement.
I want to speak to you about two things. One is internationalism, and the other one is apartheid. We've seen some wonderful examples of internationalism on the part of Turkey, on the part of the Irish people. But now when it comes to the European governments, when it comes to the US, and most disgustingly of all, when it comes to our own government, Canada. So therefore, we have to do what was done during the Civil War in Spain, and it's got to be from people to people. We're the ones who have to turn our government around. We're the ones who have to stand up and stand beside the Palestinians. That's what internationalism means. The last time we saw people to people internationalism and day-to-day work and day-to-day work on the part of the churches, the trade unions, women's groups, was when it came to apartheid South Africa.
Yes.
Well, Israel is the apartheid state we need to address today. And for those who say, for those who tell you that apartheid does not exist in Israel, you only need to look at the dispossession of land to see the direct comparisons. You need to look at the separation with the wall and the checkpoints and the occupied territory and the separate roads to see parallels with South Africa. You only need to look at the structural racism, even within Israel itself, that dispossesses Palestinians of their land. And last but not least, oppression, military brutality, as we saw with Cast Lead. When I talk about our governments not being internationalist enough, Cast Lead was only a little over a year ago, yet within the last few months, countries welcomed Israel into the Organization for Economic Development. This is the kind of thing we have to prevent, so we encourage all of you, if you're on campus, join solidarity with Palestinian human rights. Even if you're off, get on their email list. And for any of you that got this long leaflet, you can connect with the local boycott Israeli apartheid campaign. It's going to be up to us to build this movement. Thank you.